From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Kyrie O'Connor, Adam Felber, and Alonzo Bowden. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl celebrates the fifth day of Christmas with five golden rhymes. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Alonzo, the NSA, National Security Agency, needs its agents to be prepared for anything. Last week, before Thanksgiving, they issued a memo to their agents on how to deal with what dangerous, high-stakes situation that might have arisen.
I don't know. The NSA, what danger could they have listened in on? I have no idea.
Well, keep in mind they issued these right before the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, right before Thanksgiving. Don't stand behind a turkey.
No.
They were warned, not to talk about what they do at Thanksgiving
dinner? Well, almost.
Dinner,
it was a memo giving them a guide to dealing with awkward questions at Thanksgiving dinners.
Oh, yeah, I would know that.
Yeah. So the NSA has not gotten a lot of good press lately, despite their program to instantly detect and drone strike anyone writing bad press about them. So to help NSA agents heading home for Thanksgiving dinner, supervisors issued a list of talking points to address anticipated questions from the family, like, what exactly do you do for the organization that is eroding our freedom? And is all this spying on civilians the reason you haven't yet found a husband?
I hate to go ethnic on you, but you try pulling some talking points on a black mother at Thanksgiving dinner, they're going to be trouble. I'm going to tell you about your secrets, child.
Adam, listen, please, to Carl Castle.
You pulled my dreads out, dog.
Carl. So that's what happened to them.
My Carl, bad, dog.
Yeah. Carl was quoting Arizona Cardinals running back Andre Ellington from a New York Times piece about how a top concern for many NFL players this year is what?
Getting their hair pulled.
Yeah. This has been a banner year for hair in the NFL. More and more pros are growing long, beautiful hair. It's a trend, like with beards in baseball or major felonies in college football.
It is within the rules to pull the hair.
Yes.
I mean, that's the crazy thing about football. There's so many places you can't hit, but you can go ahead and grab their hair like, you know, 8-year-old girls in the schoolyard and just yank him to the ground. So the smart thing would be to not grow the hair.
But yet they must, because you know these guys. They're so vain.
They want to stand out, and the NFL forbids wearing buttons.
Kyrie, during the height of the Cold War, there was no greater secret than the nuclear launch codes that would have started nuclear Armageddon. Well, now we know, it's been revealed, that for two decades, the nuclear launch code was what?
Let me see. It was like 0000000.
Yes, you're right. It was 0000. You got it. 0000. So in 1962, President Kennedy said, okay, the nuclear launch system has to have a code that we have to put in to keep it from being accidentally launched. But the Pentagon didn't like this. They didn't want to have to wait to destroy the world if they needed to. So for almost two decades, from then until 1977, the launch code at every U.S. missile silo was 0000000. And if you didn't know the 000 password or you'd forgotten it, not to worry, there was a password hint question. So you had all these launch officers going, what was my mom's maiden name? What is that?
Didn't anyone read in the manual where it says this is the password for the first nuclear weapon, then you have to put in your own password for the rest of the nuclear weapons?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the factory setting. When you get the nuclear weapons, they're set to 000. They want you to encourage you to put in your own password. You know, we should be thankful it was so simple. Can you imagine if all the officers in the silos were having to deal with, like, CAPTCHA?
What is that? Is that an E? What is that?
Yeah, last words of humanity. Does that say smellish? What's smellish?
Kyrie, Neanderthals have always had the reputation of being our more brutish, brow-ridgier cousins. But according to groundbreaking new research, Neanderthals were actually what?
Oh, because I'm obsessed with Neanderthals, I know the answer to this. Neat freaks.
Yes! They were very house-proud, Neanderthals. Turns out Ugg the Neanderthal was making hand-weaved wreaths long before Martha Stewart. According to these archaeological remains found in a dig in Italy, Neanderthals kept their cave dwellings extremely neat, very well organized. There were separate areas for butchering animals, and then here for cooking, and there for sleeping, and they're clubbing each other. It was like a modern Brooklyn condo. It was just like that.
Well, you know, now that everybody, except people whose ancestors are all from sub-Saharan Africa, now we know that everybody has a little Neanderthal in them. Like, all of a sudden, the stories are getting a lot more positive about them.
Yeah, I know. They're trying to brush them up. It's true.
It's like 2,000 years from now, they're going to be like, you know, young single college guys were very neat.
Look at this ancient dorm we found.
Yeah, they kept the beer cans in one place.
Well,
what happened, the pizza boxes eroded after 1,000 years.
You're saying that we can't really tell.
No. Yeah.
Oh, was there a single sock on the floor in that cave?
Who knows?
No.
Do you think Neanderthal women are thinking, oh, so now they get credit for being neat? Oh, sure, they did all the housework.